Lecture 30, Medes and the Neo-Babylonian State.
After the destruction of the Assyrian capital of Nineveh, Nabopolassar, the king of Babylon, announced that the Assyrian, who since distant days had ruled over all the people, and with his heavy yoke had brought injury to the people of the land, his yoke I threw off. Nabopolassar had accomplished this with the aid of the Medes, a tribal people from the central Zagros Mountains. The Medes are listed first in 9th century texts as bringing tribute to the Assyrian king. The success of the Medes was short-lived when in 550 they themselves were overthrown by the Persians. Nabopolassar's son, Nebuchadnezzar, also known as Nebuchadrezzar II, embarked on several campaigns to enforce Babylonian rule in the west. The Old Testament memorializes his destruction of Jerusalem in 597 BC. Although the Babylonian king achieved his military and political goals, he was even more ambitious in his building program in Babylon. It is at this time that Babylon was rebuilt and became a wonder admired from visitors from all over the Near East and the Mediterranean world. The Medes were a mountainous tribal people who, in the late 7th century, allied with the new Babylonian king Nabopolassar to capture and defeat the Assyrians. Before this time, the Medes were known as one of many peoples who owed tribute to the Assyrians. Media lay on the overland route that brought lapis lazuli, among other goods, from the east. Little evidence survives to inform us about the organization of the Median state, but it appears that several small regions within Media, each with its own leader, rather than a single leader, were in charge of this region until the 7th century. Although they had originally appeared in the tribute lists, by the time of Esarhaddon, the Assyrian king was concerned about their growing strength. He consulted several times with Ashur about how to defend against the Medes, and this, unfortunately, for the Assyrians, would be to no avail. After the defeat of Assyria, the Medes advanced into Anatolia. A battle between the Medes and the Anatolian kingdom of Lydia was notable for a solar eclipse that stopped the fighting between the two armies. And this eclipse is one of those eclipses that is so important for establishing the chronology. It is dated precisely to May 28, 585 BC. The battle ended in a truce, but the land now controlled by the Medes was quite extensive, spreading from Iran to the Mediterranean in Turkey. By 550, however, the Median Empire was defeated by the Persians. We have a somewhat sparse historical outline for the Medes, and their archaeological history is comparatively recently known. Basically, from the 1950s to 1979, there were several important systematic excavations in this part of Iran. Before that, the excavation history was much more scattered. Archaeologists need to do significant work to establish basic issues of chronology and even to identify the main features of the civilizations in this region of western Iran. Three sites represent Median settlements, and they're dated to the 7th century BC. At Gödöntepe, archaeologists uncovered a building with strongly fortified walls, and within this structure are two halls, each with rows of columns. One has 8 columns, the other has 30. The larger hall also has a hearth, perhaps a fire altar. Fire altars were used in the worship of Zoroaster, which is attested in the 5th century by the Persians. We'll talk about Zoroastrianism in a later lecture, but not earlier.